We'll be back with more.
That's
fun
a secret.
On the morning show.
This is locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Vladimir Putin says Ukraine's surprise incursion into the Kursk region is Kyiv's attempt at stopping Moscow's offensive in the Donbass. CBS's Ian Lee.
It has given Ukraine a much-needed boost in morale. And this weekend, President Zelensky finally broke his silence, saying the operation is to restore justice and to push the war on the aggressor's territory.
100,000 Russian civilians said to have fled their homes. A new attempt at Gaza peace talks as tensions escalate between Israel and Iran. CBS's Rami Innocencio.
President Biden's top advisor for Mideast affairs, Brett McGurk, now has tentative plans to fly to Egypt this week. Hamas issued a statement overnight. They are so far noncommittal about attending talks Thursday.
Donald Trump's campaign says Kamala Harris stole the former president's idea when she spoke in Nevada Saturday.
To raise the minimum wage and eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles, from opening day to all those summer nights. You'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's elections administrator is offering some last-minute guidance for voters ahead of tomorrow's primary. Megan Wolf is offering reminders for voters and taking questions from reporters. This is the first election in 2 years where Wisconsin voters can use absentee ballot drop boxes. One of the big races to watch tomorrow is the Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District. Rebecca Cook has been campaigning for 2 years and has the most money. Katrina Shankland has the backing of party and union leaders.
Can she break through, even though she has less money than Rebecca Cook, who has been a great fundraiser, but she doesn't have that same kind of like support with some of these unions and those people who turn folks out?
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross speaking with WYSN-TV's Upfront. Eric Wilson is also running in the primary. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You have an opportunity to share your ideas on how to improve healthcare access and health outcomes today and tomorrow. UW Extension researchers will be in Marshfield today at the library to hear your thoughts. Participation is voluntary, and you'll receive a gift card for your time. They're at the Marshfield Library at 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. today. On Tuesday, researchers will be at the McMillan Library at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., or 6 p.m. You can find out more by emailing ruralhealth@extension.wisc.edu. Our local veterans are busy on Wednesday this week. Heroes Cafe starts at 7:30 a.m. at Crossview Church. Later on Wednesday, they'll be at our WFHR and WIRI parking lot party to help celebrate from noon to 6. On Wednesday night, American Legion Post 9 will have their monthly meeting at 7 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, sunshine and 78. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55. Sunny, 81 for Tuesday. 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. Slight chance of a shower on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s.
Right now, it's 62.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the morning show. And good morning, everyone. We hope you're having a good day out there. It's time for some new stuff. Some new theme music in here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm loving it. A little Marvin Gaye to start our day. Not bad at all. Not bad. We got fun things lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into some entertainment news in a little bit. Let you know what's new on not only going around in the Hollywood game with some new movies, but we also got something to talk about with some Disney legends. We're going to say goodbye to our Boys of Summer with some send-off. We're also going to talk a little bit about some local theater going on.
Yeah.
All of that coming up for you. Looking forward to it. But it's a Monday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means.
Tell me something good.
That's right. Hello and welcome to the Kitchens Open here on WFHR. I am your host, Melissa Kay, and I am joined by these two guys.
How you doing?
Not the guys you were expecting, though. No, not at all.
No.
Now, we all suffer occasionally from some, let's just say, bad moods, right?
Sure we do.
You have a mood every now and then.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, did you know that what you eat can affect your mood?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So this article that we're going to talk about today, we're going to cover three different articles, and I gave each of you an article to cover, so I hope you read it.
Oh, wait, what? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I did. Oh, jeez.
This one comes from the New York Times, and it was published back in 2021 on May 6th by Anaid O'Connor. But it's focused on how much food actually does affect our moods. So, quoting here from the article, and this is like right after the pandemic, he was writing this, so that, you know, in the past year, many people turned to their favorite comfort foods, ice cream, pastries, pizza, hamburgers. But studies in recent years suggest that the sugar-laden and high-fat foods we often craved when we are stressed or depressed, as comforting as they may seem, are the least likely to benefit our mental health.
Okay.
Now, we're not just talking about our physical health.
Right.
We're talking about our brains. So instead, whole foods such as vegetables, fruit, fish, eggs, nuts, and seeds, beans and legumes, and fermented foods like yogurt may be a better bet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So the idea that eating certain foods could promote brain health, much the way it can promote heart health, might seem like common sense. But historically, nutrition research has focused largely on how the foods we eat affect our physical health rather than our mental health.
Right.
Because I don't know about you guys, but when I want some comfort food, I want like buttery mashed potatoes.
Right.
You know, or a bag of Cheesy Poofs.
Yes, right.
You know, the things that I know are really bad for me. Not only for my gut health, because, you know, me and dairy.
Right, exactly.
But give me a bag of Cheesy Poofs and I will eat the whole thing.
Give me a Cheesy Poof.
And then I will regret it for the next few days. But
at
the time, you know, it feels like the right thing to choose, but it's not. So over the years, a growing body of research has provided intriguing hints about the ways in which food may affect our moods. A healthy diet promotes a healthy gut. Melissa, which communicates with the brain through what is known as the gut-brain axis. Microbes in the gut produce neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, which regulate our moods and emotions. And the gut microbiome has been implicated in mental health outcomes.
Wow.
A growing body of literature shows that the gut microbiome plays a shaping role in the variety of psychiatric disorders, including major depressive disorder. A team of scientists wrote in the Harvard Review of Psychiatry in 2020. So large population studies, too, have found that people who eat a lot of micro-dense foods report less depression and greater levels of happiness and mental well-being.
Okay. Very cool.
It's interesting because we know that good, you know, whole foods are better for our physical health. But do we often think, okay, well, choosing this apple over this bag of chips is going to help my mental health?
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
You know, it doesn't necessarily seem to...
Right. Well, and as we learn more and more, we, you know, of the biology of the human body in general, we find out, and this is one of the things that I think is really fascinating, it's all connected. Everything in your body is connected to everything else in your body. It's a closed system in a lot of ways. And you have to, so it makes sense that something like this, that what you eat is going to have an effect on your mental capacity and that sort of thing. Instead of, you know, it's a lot of medical science is still the same, you know, like, oh, you have something wrong with your leg. Let's focus on your leg kind of thing. But now we're looking at more, well, what are all the things we can do to help your overall health?
Neck and bones connect.
That's right. Very good. Yes. Well, I guess we knew longer, a lot longer ago than I knew. But so this is the I think this is the wave of where we're going with this. It's just all overall health, overall
wellness.
There you go.
Well, and I also think that this is something we need to focus on in our healthcare industry, because I don't know about you guys, but the last time I went to the doctor's office, there's a posting on the wall that says, if you're here for one thing, that's the only thing you can bring up.
Yeah.
Because if you want to talk about another thing, you need another appointment. What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? This I can't is, this just was talk to my me. Doctor about all of the things?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, isn't that why I'm here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, this is the whole body. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. This is my doctor.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It seems a little counterintuitive that I can't talk to them about more than one thing at one appointment. And why is that?
Mm.
Because they want you to come back for another appointment and pay them more money. Mm-hmm. And it's right. not the doctors that want that. It's the insurance companies.
Yeah. Correct.
Because our insurance situation is, I'm sorry, it's ridiculous.
It's dire.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to this article.
But we digress.
We digress. All right, so they did this study with a control group let me just read this here. After 12 weeks, average depression scores improved in both groups. So they had one group that was following this suggested diet and then a control group that was just eating what they normally eat. So depression scores improved in both groups, which might be expected for anyone entering a clinical trial that provided additional support, regardless of which group you were in.
Right.
But depression scores improved to a far greater extent in the group that followed the healthy diet. Roughly a third of those people were no longer classified as depressed, compared to 8% of the people in the control group. The results were striking for a number of reasons. The diet benefited mental health, even though the participants did not lose any weight.
Mm. Yeah, they just were healthier.
Right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about
the food
weight.
They were intaking was, yep, that's right.
Yeah, it also saved people money.
Really?
Yep. Before the study, the participants spent on average $138 per week on food. Those who switched to the healthy diet lowered their food cost to $112 per week.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Now, the recommended foods were relatively inexpensive and available at most grocery stores. They include things like canned beans and lentils, canned salmon, tuna, and sardines, and frozen and conventional produce. The lead author of the study, Felice Jacka. Mm. Now... This Dr. Jacka also said, eating a salad is not going to cure depression, but there's a lot you can do to lift your mood and improve your mental health, and it can be as simple as increasing your intake of plants and healthy foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. If you're struggling with depression and you're you know, you don't stop taking the antidepressants that are prescribed by your doctor,
no.
because they did also continue with those during this study.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of that was part of the counseling. But you can improve it even further by examining your diet and looking at how many whole foods you're taking in a day. You know, like, did you eat enough vegetables today?
Right.
Like, it can be a daily thing. And I actually do that, too. I check in with myself. I'm like, all right, did I eat any fruit today?
Mm-hmm.
No. Did I eat any vegetables today? Yes. I actually eat more vegetables than I do fruit.
Oh, good. Wow. Well, that's cool.
That's good.
That's actually very good. Yeah.
Yeah. So... but James, you have an article I also gave you.
Yeah, yeah, and thank you for this topic, Melissa. For once, I think I might actually get to sound smart on this one, because this is a topic that I've been familiar with over the last 3 to 4 years.
Good.
I will say it's something that I was in my 40s. I will raise my hand. I was in my 40s before I knew half of this stuff, and probably even older than that before I realized, wait a minute, food affects my mood? What? But I'm just angry. Why am I angry and hungry at the same time?
Don't just eat ice cream and chocolate milk, James.
I probably should do that. The article that Melissa sent over it comes to us from Harvard EDU, Natural Nutritional Psychiatry, Your Brain on Food, by Ev Schaub, MD. You can find this article at health.harvard.edu, health.harvard.edu. It's a fascinating article. It goes over a lot of the things and research that I've learned over the last couple of years through doctors and some other people talking to me about this, because think of a lot of us work better with metaphors. Think of your body like a car.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you put in.
Mm-hmm.
If you put in cheap gas, or you don't put in gas enough, or you're constantly driving on E, you don't catch your fluids, those sorts of things, your vehicle is not going to run at its full capacity. And there are a plenty of great things about this article, but if you don't mind, guys, I'd like to focus on something you touched on there, Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
The serotonin in their neurotransmitter that helps regulate sleep and appetite, mediate moods, inhibit pain. Serotonin is our friend. Serotonin is one of those things that we're looking for. Since about 95% of our serotonin is produced in our gastrointestinal tract, 95% of it is produced right there.
That's a large number.
And the gastral tract is lined with 100 million nerve cells and neurons. How many people didn't know that one? I didn't know that until I was in my 40s. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that today.
I knew that.
Now you know.
I knew that it was important. I didn't know any of that. So those workings of your digestive system don't just help your digest food, but also guide your emotions.
Very cool.
The idea, we've known about this forever. The term comfort food has been around almost our whole lives.
It has, yeah.
But I don't see that we put the connection there necessarily. We focus so much, as you touched on, Melissa, on weight and appearance.
Yes. Yep.
When we don't focus much on internal appearance, internal things like that, where they're instantly connected, though. And so it does, the article does continue on. Studies have compared, quote, traditional diets like the Mediterranean diet and traditional Japanese diet to a typical Western diet and have shown that the risk of depression is 25 to 35% lower in those who eat a traditional diet. So this is something that is a self-inflicted wound, but can be helped by us as well, can be worked on by us. The article does go on, too, to say that, you know, there is something to be said for comfort foods at times in life.
That's right.
Nobody's telling you that if you're in that mood and you want to sit there and eat a bucket of ice cream or something like that, that every once in a while, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's a, you're not
moderation.
Supposed to, right.
There you go.
Because it doesn't help your mental health or your diet if you deprive yourself, oh, I'm going to stop everything and I'm not doing any of this or anything like that. Like, that's not going to lead you any better down this path. But it the more, everything is a beginning. It's not expected to overnight, everything is better. But you slowly tinker with these things, you slowly work on these things, and you can literally rewire your brain. I am living proof of this. Ask anybody that knew me 10 years ago and anybody that knows me now, and they, one of the first things they will tell you, man, is he different. Boy, it's something that can happen, and part of it begins with your food. I had never made the connection of my brain, soul, and gut. I never made this connection. And they are all intertwined. To Seth's point before, it's all connected. The neck bone's connected to them.
And I think it is important to, you know, have those conversations with your doctor. And if your doctor doesn't consider your health as a whole, maybe you need to find a new doctor.
Yeah, exactly.
I know I have done that.
Yeah, and that's okay. That is fine.
That is perfectly fine.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't have a therapist that doesn't jive with you, find a new therapist.
Right.
You have a salon stylist who does your hair that doesn't jive with the way you see your hair, find a new stylist.
It's it's real important if it's someone who will listen to you, not tell you what to do. Listen to what your concerns and everything are. That's really important.
Well, and then the having the varied and healthy diet is also important. So what I'm hearing from you, James, is that when I have my comfort food mashed potatoes, I need to make a lentil gravy to go over it.
There you go.
Or your bucket of ice cream, you add strawberries and bananas on top.
Because,
I mean, you know, there are ways that you can make those comfort foods a little more healthy.
Sometimes one of the things that we don't talk about very much with moods, and especially depression or being sad or something, is oftentimes it can feel kind of good to be sad and comfortable and comforting. And while we're upset, we don't really think about it that way, but there is a comfort in that security of that. And part of what we're doing when we're eating that comfort food is not helping us get past that mood. We're almost stuck in that place.
Right.
So the comfort food has its place for a moment,
right,
but it doesn't help you long term, especially if you're trying to get through something.
Well, because as you're getting through something, it's important not to push those feelings and emotions away, but to process them.
Exactly.
You need to sit there for a moment.
Tell me about it.
Not forever. A moment.
Writing that down.
Three scoops of ice cream, and then you're done, James.
Got it.
And you're done.
Three scoops. Well, a moment.
It goes along, again, on this theme of, you know, everything's... So when do you listen to... Most people listen to sad music. When they're sad, it reinforces the thing. And that's what we're talking about with the food. It tends to keep you where you are. Where you're trying to get, what you're trying to do is get through that. Like Melissa said, not push them away, process it, you know, face it, figure out what's going on, and then try to make your way through it.
And some of those things, too, with, you know, eating the healthier foods can help with things that make us feel bad. Like inflammation. Like when your joints hurt and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I'm not in a very good mood then.
Absolutely. No, if you're not feeling good, you're probably not in a great mood.
Right. So changing your diet to help improve your gut bacteria and improve and lower inflammation. And I gave you this article, Seth. That can also help your overall mental health as well as your physical health.
Right. And it's a lot of the same stuff that you guys have already gone over. You know, this is actually from the Victoria, Australia Department of Health, this article, which I thought was pretty cool.
It's my go-to source for all health.
Which is right. But basically, same stuff. You know, it's that we've heard these lists 100 times. You know, what should you eat? Well, vegetables, fruits, legumes, nuts and seeds, fish, whole grains, unsaturated fats, like olive oil is always a good example of that. And what they have found is that in general, this if your body's feeling good, like what Melissa was saying, your mood is going to be better. And having this healthy healthier diet is going to help you a lot. And just cutting back on the sugar, that is, I mean, again, something we've heard a lot of. Getting that sugar out of there is really important.
Because that is something that does exacerbate inflammation in our bodies.
Which is true, yes. And it can also lead in, improving gut health can also help with stress, insomnia. So if you're having trouble sleeping, it might have something to do with that as well. Lack of exercise.
I might have had trouble sleeping last night. It wasn't because of sugar. I might have been waking up every now and then and going, oh, we need this for the party. I need to remind James of this for
there
the
you
party.
Go.
That was my problem.
But it can help, like, not only mood, but, you know, like, stress and sleeping better. You know, getting exercise, of course, is also very helpful. And not smoking. That's pretty much a given.
Well,
that, so.
And then at the end of the article, Seth, I love how they covered how you eat is important, too.
Yes. It's not only
it's
what you eat,
part
but
of it.
Also how, like Melissa said, how you eat. Food helps us connect with others, our community, our culture, and our land. Celebrating where your food comes from, how you prepare it, and who you share it with are wonderful ways to enjoy food, eat healthier, and boost your well-being. We all know how food is the great bringer together. With that's a terrible way of saying that. But
it brings us together,
it
which
does.
Is what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Breaking bread together is one of the time-honored of not only of finding common ground between people who are not, you know, maybe don't see eye to eye on something, but also just fellowship. Time together with people you like to be with, kind of thing. We know how important that really is. So take time to step away from the screen, sit down, and enjoy food wherever you can.
Yeah.
So don't, just sit at a table.
Be mindful while you're eating what you're eating.
Yep.
Because you will enjoy it more and your body will process it.
Yep. Share a meal with friend, family members, neighbors, work colleagues, whoever.
I'm going to eat tacos with you guys on Wednesday.
Are tacos one of the perfect social foods?
Yeah.
I mean, pizza is pretty up there, right? Pizza's big.
Yeah.
But I think tacos, man.
Yeah.
Tacos may be number one.
Yeah. Here's a cool one, though. I like this last one they put out there. Growing your own food can bring a great sense of satisfaction, making you feel more connected to your food and help you to be active and feel more relaxed as well, which
gardening
is a great point.
Is so good for you mentally, physically, all of it. If you can do it. If you can't, visit the farmer's market. Because even buying locally produced fresh produce, it just makes you feel more connected to the food. You get to meet the people who grew it or who are selling it. And I don't know, it enhances the enjoyment for me.
And I do want to put one thing out there, and because we talk a lot about going to see your GP, your general practitioner about this stuff. I would say don't put too much like nutrition stuff on their plate, so to speak, because they're not nutritionists. They know basic information, but if you want more, I would say go to a specialist for that. For that, like a nutritionist who has studied this.
Dietitians do it for a reason, but you often can get referred to a dietitian by your GP if you have more follow-up questions you need.
Exactly.
But including that in the conversation with your doctor is very
important.
A great, great conversation, Melissa. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys.
This has been a lot of fun. I do want to, just one last note I did want to say as far as growing your own food. I've never really gotten to be a part of any of that, but our newest team member, Laura, she's got a bit of a little garden out, and she's been growing some stuff, and I got to help a little bit with that. And while I haven't gotten to have my hands in the dirt like her or her girls or any of that, like just being a little part of that world and seeing like where it started with the seeds, and then you show up like a couple days later or a week later or what some of this stuff and boom, it's right there. There's something just so invigorating about it. Like I wanted to go out there every out of my way just go over there and like check it out and everything. Like it's such a unique kind of thing to be able to see. Encourage people even on a small level to do this. My best friend Chris, like not the guy you would think of doing this, he's even gotten into doing some of this stuff and growing
things
and stuff. There's more and more people are doing this, and it's kind of cool to see that part of it too. And everything connects over the overall kind of one of the overall themes themes, I would say, about this conversation. Mm-hmm. Great, great conversation. Yeah.
Yes. I didn't get to have a garden this year, but I did harvest some lamb's quarter in my yard, and I had that in an omelet on Sunday morning. I foraged. I foraged for my food.
There you go. That's, again, that makes you feel
wild
good.
Wild growing.
Make sure you know what you're foraging now. Please be careful. Yes.
Be listening every Monday in the 9 o'clock spot for another a chance to catch the kitchens open. Thank you, Melissa. Great
thank
episode.
Thank you, guys.
Great episode. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Tell me something good.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, sunshine and 78. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55. Sunny, 81 for Tuesday. 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. Slight chance of a shower on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s.
It's 64 at our studios.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Once again, remember to be listening in the 9 o'clock spot every Monday for the Kitchens Open. Reach out to our sales staff and be a sponsor, be a part of the team and sponsor the Kitchens Open or any of our great shows.
Yeah, and then we can talk about your business during that time.
Yes, we can.
It's in addition to our Kitchens Open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Give our front desk a call, 715-424-1300. Pam will get you in touch with Ashley, and we'll get you a part of the team. Mm-hmm. This is a big one. Deadpool and Wolverine has officially surpassed $1 billion at the global box office.
Wow.
That is incredible.
That is remarkable. Mm-hmm.
It's on its way to becoming the highest grossing R-rated movie of all time all around the world. It currently sits at number two behind Joker, but it is slowly catching up to that. Deadpool and Wolverine already hold the highest grossing R-rated movie record at the domestic box office. And interestingly, husband and wife duo Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively dominated the box office this weekend as Deadpool and Wolverine held the top spot at domestic box offices with $54 million, which is gigantic 3 weeks into its run.
Third week. Wow.
That's incredible.
Staying power.
That is something you don't see hardly ever, even with movies like The Joker or other movies that have done well in the box office or around the world. But Blake's movie, It Ends With Us, came in at a close second with $50 million, which is pretty impressive considering it is a romantic drama, and not a lot of those do very well.
Not so. Like that. No, no.
I wonder if there was a bit of a, because of the Deadpool and Wolverine success, if any of that bled into her and her career with her having a movie right out when Ryan Reynolds and her are so fresh in people's minds.
It's possible, I suppose.
I don't think so, but I promise you, and I promise you, there are some producers out there and some executives of movie companies that saw this and think that they figured out the next algorithm that is going to work. So it's not just Barmageddon, where we're combining Oppenheimer and Barbie now, but now we're going to get couples and have them release movies within a week of each other.
You are so right.
That's ridiculous.
It is.
And that's why they're going to do it.
Yep. Yeah, probably. It's ridiculous. But it's also dumb, because how long do some of these relationships last?
Great point.
A thousand.
Oh, we banked all our money on this. They're both coming out at the same time. Wait, they broke up. What?
I guarantee you that will happen. Not only this kind of thing, but what Melissa's talking about the couple, they do this and they break up before the movies come out.
We cannot announce it. You just pretend to be together until the movie comes out. Please.
It's sad to hear how often those kind of things used to happen. I don't hear it as much anymore, but it used to happen quite a bit. And while I'm shoehorning this in a little bit, I did want to put a shout out there to our Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, wrapping up their season on Saturday. We had Andy join us on Playmakers on Friday. It was really great to get to talk to him before he left town. Shout out to Andy Jockum. Great work this season, man.
Yeah,
great work this season.
He did a great job.
That's an up-and-coming star in the industry. We're going to hear his name again plenty, everybody. But I do want to thank not only, of course, these Rafter players that come from all over the country to come and bring their talents here and hang out with us and treat our community so well. You've never had an instance with a Rafter player.
No.
Like, think about this. How long that team has been in town.
Yep.
And certainly that includes our River Kings as well. But it's really impressive to say that. We win every season with the Rafters. Every season we get to win.
Yep.
Regardless of what happens in the playoffs or any of those kind of things, we are made better. Our economy is better. All of the above is better with that team in this city, and we appreciate that.
100%. I am for anything like that. If your town, even the size of Wisconsin Rapids, which is on the smaller side, to have a team like this, that leads to the quality of life goes up.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just say, I'm going to go to the ballpark. I mean, not a lot of towns can you do that. Oh, there's a game going. Let's go to the ballpark kind of thing. You know? You can't do that.
And I got to tell you, when I went on National Night Out on last Tuesday, I got to sit next to a couple who've been host parents for Rafters players for the last 9 years.
Wow.
They have done it for 9 years. And they said, every single one of these young men who come and stay have been phenomenal. Like they've enjoyed it.
Yes,
and
it's really cool.
That's another community story I'm hoping to jump on.
Oh, nice!
Get
that's
on
very cool
for future episodes.
Beth and I went to the last game on Saturday, and we were actually ended up sitting right next to a couple whose nephew was playing for the Rafters, and they were there for take pictures and take a look at get the program so they could give it to his brother, who's the father of the player, which is cool. I mean, where else can you do that? Where you get to hear these fun stories at a local ballpark like this. It's really, really neat.
Had some really fun moments this season. It was a wonderful 2024. Looking forward to 2025, where you can guarantee that your Rafters will be right here at WFHR, right where they belong. Find out more and follow them in the offseason. NorthwoodsLeague.com, NorthwoodsLeague.com.
Yeah, now we got a little break from sports. Week from Thursday. Let's see, that's how many days? Pam and I were joking about that. Hey, we get a week.
Both you and sports. Pam, take a break. Take a breather. And while you're taking that breather, maybe check out a podcast like What the Muppet.
Hey. It's a good idea.
It's a Muppety Monday. Encourage you to check out the podcast, everybody. Bree and I got our season 2 rolling along, where we take a random movie. We don't know what's coming. We just improv and take a random movie.
That's the best part.
Take a random Muppet, put that Muppet in that movie, and then we recast the rest of the movie with Muppets. We have a lot of fun. We put them in other situations. You can check out What the Muppet wherever you get your podcast, and certainly check it out on YouTube. Subscribe to the page and keep up to date on what we're doing over there.
So what was the movie this week?
I can't tell you. It's a surprise.
You got to watch.
Yeah,
you got
to watch to find out. I will tell you, we already had Star Wars. That was one of our
movies.
That's
a good one. Yep.
Okay.
I think one of the better casting decisions I have made in my career, Miss Piggy as Darth Vader.
That's a good one. Totally on board with that
Feel
one.
Feel like, That's a really good one.
Here's my force.
Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of fun, and encourage you to check it out. And a shout out to Bria and the great work that she's doing on that one. And some great work being done by our friends at CWAC. You know, we want to encourage you to get your tickets for this great performance coming up from CWAC. It is this Thursday. Join the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater for their fourth annual Schmeckle Shakes production of William Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor. Schmeckle Shakes is performed at the Panikowski Friends Amphitheater, nestled within the picturesque Schmeckle Reserve.
I think it's Schmeckle.
It is Schmeckle, I know. I just keep doing that. 2419 North Point Drive in Stevens Point. CWAC is opening its 51st season with their opening night luau dinner.
Woo.
Cool.
Come see Merry Wives and enjoy a colorful Polynesian-inspired feast.
Cool.
Nice.
Yum.
So Thursday is the opening night at 6 o'clock over there, and you can get your tickets, and it's your choice seating, so that's kind of fun.
That's cool, yeah.
Friday is their true opening night, an opening night dinner and a show. You can go ahead and check that out. And then Saturday they'll have a show at 6 and wrap things up on Sunday with a 2 o'clock matinee. Get your tickets and find out more at CWAC.org, CWAC.org. And, of course, you can find out more and get a preview if you listen to Director's Cut, the most recent episode.
That's right. You can also go online. It's up on the podcast. If you missed it, go to civicmedia.us, click on Director's Cut, and you'll find it right at the top of the list.
And coming up a little bit later today and tomorrow, our great friends at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater are kicking off their new season with an audition for Drinking Habits.
That's right.
50th season, baby.
That's crazy.
Woo! That's awesome. Yeah.
So exciting. Very cool. Help WRCT continue to do the great work that they are doing over there by auditioning or maybe volunteering. And you can find out more about the auditions if you'd like. You can even sign up your sheet right away if you'd like. Go to wrctheater.org, wrctheater.org to find out more.
Cool.
Get to our news break, check in with our partners, come back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Technical College System has a new leader. Layla Merrifield has been a fiscal analyst for the Wisconsin Legislative Fiscal Bureau and has also worked as a policy advisor for the technical colleges. Her new role is to oversee Wisconsin's 16 technical colleges. Merrifield starts her new job September 9th. Farmers who want their meat to carry the USDA certified organic label have some new animal welfare standards to meet, but labels can still be confusing and misleading. Seth Milstein is a reporter for Sentient Media.
If you want to shop consciously with a mind towards animal welfare approved is generally recognized as the most stringent, the highest standards for the animals. Certified humane is good as well.
Farmers have until the end of 2028 to meet the new USDA organic standards. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. State Representative Katrina Shanklin visited Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. Since the primary battle between her and Rebecca Cook has turned ugly with the influx of PAC funds, I asked her how she will work for change if elected to Congress. She said Citizens United needs to end.
When it comes to unlimited dark money in politics, there are multiple ways you can shine a light on it. You can require and mandate disclosures of all PACs as one example, but I think we can go even further than transparency. I think we need to hold all PACs to the same campaign finance limits as individuals. It seems very common sense to me that you and I should be held to the same standard of how much money we can give an elected official or a candidate, but why can an out-of-state corporation come in and create or fund any PAC in the nation that can then come into an election with unlimited money? That doesn't seem right.
The primary election is Tuesday, August 13th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the L.A. Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year. My opinion that I've witnessed, thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a five-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th. With constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps, this fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and AgriFab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll get you caught up on the weekend news and look ahead to the Tuesday primary day in Wisconsin. Be a voter. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, sunshine and 78. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55. Sunny, 81 for Tuesday. 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. Slight chance of a shower on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s.
It's 67 right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're having to have some fun. We're going to get into some good stuff here in a moment. First, you guys come first. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
I'm glad I'm first on your list, James.
And not even during Playmakers, nonetheless. Yeah, right. Nonetheless, Kev. What's on your mind, man? Oh,
that's coming yet.
Hey, right on, right on.
I finally got into an area I can call you guys. You guys, first and foremost, you guys are talking about the plastic menus earlier, back before 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive to do the for restaurants to do paper, and it was proven during COVID because whenever they you went and ate at a restaurant, they gave you a paper menu and they threw those out.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to spread COVID. Mm-hmm. With the plastic ones, at least they can wipe them off, mm-hmm. you know, disinfect them if they can and all that stuff. So that's why they kind of go, they've kind of gone away from the menus, but if they have menus, it's plastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But on a better note, as a former host family for the Rafters, I would always, even do it as for the River Kings. If you have an opportunity, you have an extra room in your house, do it. I mean, yeah, you got to put another, you know, feed another mouth or whatever, but if you have young kids, this is a great way for families to have a mentor or have some your child to look up to, because my two boys, when we had the, I had seven, we hosted for 7 years.
Wow.
We had seven different players in our house, and each one of them occasionally still reach out. There's a couple that, I mean, I still get happy birthday and happy Father's Day stuff from them. Aww. And everything. But, yeah, it's really cool. You're connected to their families. I mean, we always have that once a Rafter, always a Rafter. and, you know, and you get to meet some really cool players, because obviously once, if you have a player in your house, you get to meet the other players, which,
yeah.
you know, I mean, I have an opportunity to meet Bryson Stott. He was at the house a couple different times and sit down and talk with him. And he's, I mean, what is he doing now? He's one of the better players on the Philadelphia Phillies, you know. And, but yeah, if you have it, if they have a chance to be a host family, I mean, I know every year they're struggling to find some, but mm-hmm. if you have an opportunity to do it, it's fun.
Encourage you to go to northwoodsleague.com and reach out to the Rafters. Find out how you can be a host family and create some of those memories. Kevin, mm-hmm. we appreciate you. Save that voice. I need you at 5 to 6. I need you. No. Safe travels out there, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right, you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
You too, Kev. Appreciate it. Best listeners in radio. Mm-hmm. Great points right there, too.
Yeah.
All around, not just about the Rafters, but what he was saying about the menu is a good note as well.
Yes, yeah. it is. Yeah.
If your kids went to their grandparents' house this summer and think that they want to have bagels in the morning now, well, you probably aren't going to want to start off, set them off with maybe some of the heavier bagels, some of the more interesting yeah. bagels out there. Thomas, the English muffin brand, mm-hmm. has a new line of mini bagels, and they have a new limited edition mashup with Fruit Loops, the sugary cereal.
What?
Yes. This isn't the healthiest breakfast in the world, but from the nutrition label, they aren't terrible. Mini Fruit Loop mini bagels is what we're talking about here.
Fruit Loop mini bagels.
Yeah, and I'm trying
to just make your taste buds jump.
I'm seeing the packaging,
so
but I wanted to see the bagel.
Is it a bagel, or is it a Fruit Loop?
Mm. I guess that's
or is it Fruit Loop flavored bagels?
It looks like, from what I can see a little bit, it looks like a regular bagel with just some Fruit Loop bits in there.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
So instead of like a strawberry or a blueberry bagel,
it's a Fruit Loop bagel. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which you can serve with fruit on the side to make it healthier.
There you go, yeah. The Fruit Loops mini bagels just hit stores nationwide, and they'll only be around for 2 months, so don't get too attached to them. Although, if they sell very well, they will be brought back.
Probably.
More
yeah.
and everything.
Yeah.
There were some reviews on this one, and they said that it tasted a little bit like Lemon Pledge. Like, it didn't really hit the mark.
Lemon Pledge.
There were some complimentary
ones,
too.
That's what I want for breakfast.
There were some complimentary ones, too.
Okay.
I got to say, I'm as it's well noted, I am a picky eater. But bagels, I'll try just about any type of bagel.
Okay.
I'm a bagel guy. I love bagels. So I'll try just about any kind. I might try these.
I'm sorry. I'm stuck on who out there is tasting Lemon Pledge so they know what it tastes like.
Yeah, that's always a good.
That's weird.
We how it smells. Mm. Come on. Mm. You don't actually have to taste it.
Why not? I disagree.
Okay.
You want to know what it tastes like?
You go taste it then.
I'm not going
to
do it.
I would have to say I'd rather just have a bowl of Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
If I want Fruit Loops, I'm going to eat a bowl of Fruit Loops. If I want a bagel, it's going to be an onion bagel with regular, like, non-dairy
cream
cheese.
I'm going to eat a bowl of Fruit Loops. You know?
Fruit Loops, a classic one. Just remember to maybe have some fruit along with that, so your inner lining can have some good things going to it.
Cut up some banana in there.
Yeah. CC the previous conversation to begin the show, begin the hour. We'll take a time out. We'll come back and have some more fun as we wrap up the show here at Mornings on WFHR.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Slight chance of a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, sunshine and 78. For tonight, partly cloudy, low of 55. Sunny, 81 for Tuesday. 82 on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies. Slight chance of a shower on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s.
It's 67 right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're here to take it to the top of the hour, get into our schedule, get into some good stories of the day in just a moment. But every once in a while, there's a that ain't right story that we have to touch on. And if you want to go to prison, you don't have to try this hard, okay? A 34-year-old guy in Pittsburgh named Charles Felder got arrested Saturday morning for trying to break into jail.
Break into?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
He tried to break into the lobby at 4 o'clock in the morning by kicking the glass door and all this nonsense and everything. Basically, long story short, he kept at it for 3 hours, and apparently no one noticed.
Then, 3 hours?
Yeah. Then they found him after he finally passed out.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
He resisted as they loaded him into the ambulance to treat him for minor injuries. He was a nuisance and has some added charges he's going to have on top of trying to break into a jail.
Well, I guess he succeeded in the end.
I mean, he did.
In a roundabout way.
Yeah. Man, that ain't right.
It's like an awful lot of work, though, to get into there, man.
That
should be
not,
easier than that.
That is not how that works, man. That is not how that works. We definitely need a palate cleanser out after that one. And we've got some good stuff going on in our community. Melissa, I wanted to touch on one of the things happening just a couple blocks from us.
Yeah, at the our Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo over there on 1911 Gaynor Avenue, just down the road from us. Coming up, not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday from 11 to... At 11 a.m. and 3:30 p.m., there are demonstrations from David Stokes.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to, and that's on Wednesday, August 21st. Through songs, stories, movement, and riddles, plus live animals and artifacts, have fun getting up close and personal with wildlife.
Yeah, he's here every year, and he's
fun.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And just remember that the zoo is a smoke-free park, and visitors 12 and under must be accompanied by an adult.
Yes.
We're very excited about David coming to town again. Mm-hmm. David's joined us on these airwaves a couple of times. He's fantastic. And is a note to check out the zoo. We've got it for a couple more weeks, everybody.
Until Labor Day, yeah.
But they are going to be here at WFHRWIRI this Wednesday for our parking lot party. From noon to 6, just to throw that out there.
Wait, stay on message.
May have been another reason why the zoos were in the conversation. But, we do want to shout out our municipal zoo. It's been a really fun summer over there. Seth, you guys got something fun coming up.
We do. At the Moravian Church this coming Saturday, we've got a brat fry and rummage sale. That's right. We're taking two good things and putting them together to make it better.
Yeah.
Actually, the rummage sale will be taking place towards the front entrance, which is on First Avenue. That's mm-hmm. where the rummage sale will be. And then the parking lot in the back is where the brat fry will be, where we'll be having, of course, brats, hot dogs, hamburgers, nachos, baked goods, water soda, all kinds of good stuff.
Whoa.
There. Going from 9 to 2 on
that's
Saturday.
A brat fry extraordinaire.
It is. It's actually, that's kind of a misnomer, yeah. It's a cookout, really, is what it is.
Yeah.
So we'll have that there. You can come check out the rummage sale, and then you can come get some food in the back, and we're ready for you. We're waiting for you.
Nachos at a brat fry.
Yes. We're special that way.
You are special.
We are very special.
It's going to be a really fun event, Seth. And
yeah.
I wanted to remind everybody as well about the book collection that you have.
Yes. So while you come, you can even bring your books and
bring
put them
books.
In the book bin for the book sale that's coming in October. You have till September 15th to put your books in the book bin so we can collect them and get them ready for the sales, which, of course, all the proceeds go to scholarships at Midstate.
Yes, so drop off your books, fill your belly, and buy more some rummage sale stuff.
Buy more stuff.
Yeah.
That's what you need. One-stop shop, everybody.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
We also want to remind you that we got some other things to look forward to, not just in our area, but in the Stevens Point area. We are joined by Tom Heiser every month with a monthly veterans update. And tomorrow, from 8 to 10, join them for Morning Joe and Doe over at the Stevens Point Elks Lodge.
Such a good title.
It really is.
Every time it gets me.
Tomorrow, Morning Joe and Doe at Stevens Point Elks Lodge, 8 to 10. Check out that. And then, of course, Wednesday, Heroes Cafe over at Crossview Church. Join them for that from 7:30 to 9:30. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome to Heroes Cafe this Wednesday, 7:30 to 9:30 over at Crossview Church. A big shout out to them for that.
And then they're joining us over here at our party.
That's right. Busy
Wednesday
afternoon. For them.
Yeah. I know Misty Sorensen's going to be here. I'm excited. She's awesome.
Do want to remind everybody one more time that tomorrow is Wisconsin's fall primary. It is here. It is right around the corner, literally. Learn more about this, not only what's going to be on the ballot, but where to vote, that you're signed up to vote at myvote.wi.gov, myvote.wi.gov. Democracy rings when we help it.
That's right.
Got to ring the bell, though.
Can join us at 8 o'clock for live election updates as we tell you the results of the ballots as they come in.
And it's way cooler here than anywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
I should say it's way cooler.
The coolest coverage.
That's right.
The
we are the coolest.
And also most factual. But the coolest coverage as well. I want to mention that. I do want to mention our schedule today. We got a great one lined up for you. Join us as our after. We take over the afternoons from 4 to 6. We will going to be having some fun. First Midday Magazine from 4 to 5. Got a great set of guests all week long. A shout out to Pam Hilke and the great work she does there.
Yeah.
We kick off things the way we like to at 4 o'clock today with our great friends from Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner. Looking forward to that.
Awesome.
And afterwards, we're going to talk to a very good friend of ours, Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
They have joined us for years on the air. We love our friends over there. It's going to be fun to catch up with them and talk about the great event that they have coming up. More great guests lined up for you throughout the week. Be sure to join us from 4 to 5 and spread the word about the show and spread the word about Playmakers. 5 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This Wednesday will be live, but it'll be just an open, you know, kind of
party
like,
stuff.
If you want to talk sports, you can come in and talk to James about sports from 5 to 6.
Bring us those sports thoughts and feelings every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 6 for Playmakers as we gear up for football season. We're done with the Olympics. Rafters are done. We still got some baseball to get to in this season, and of course, plenty more to talk about. So we're looking forward to
sports.
Yeah, sports. keep in mind, coming up Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 6, going to be community stories from Melissa. We're looking forward to that. That's coming up right around
the corner.
So close. It's so close, but I got a lot of more work to do, guys.
Yeah. That's all right.
That's all right.
A couple of really world good stories for you. A woman in the UK gave birth in the lobby of a movie theater last Wednesday.
Whoa.
Oh,
and the theater announced they're giving the kid free tickets for life.
That's awesome.
That is really good marketing.
Fabulous.
She had a healthy baby girl, and they're both doing great. My mother had me on a couch. I'm a little disappointed.
She had just had furniture for life.
I hope she named the little girl Star.
Oh, good idea. Oh, that's a great idea. I like that. And you are so right. Well done by that movie theater.
Yeah.
Very smart move.
Great job, yeah.
Audiences didn't know the entertainment they were going to get at the movie theater that
no,
night.
No, they did not.
There's so many movies that I wish had been playing that weren't probably playing because they're very old movies. But And a five-year-old boy with autism went missing in Delton, Florida last Tuesday. Mm. And a cop found him in a pond clinging to a log. There is chess cam... this is tough. There is chess cam footage, and you can tell how freaked the cop was when he realized the kid was in the water. But thankfully, everybody is okay.
Yay.
It is moving video. I don't know how else to word it. It is incredibly moving video to see. And while these videos, these desk cam videos have lots of uses, one of the uses that I hope is happening with this, whether it was intentional or not, is giving some empathy to our officers out there in the field and the good police officers that are out there working very hard and working at things like this that don't get on the headlines, that are not in the top of the line. We will bring attention to them whenever we can, but I encourage others out there to be informed about this subject as well.
Right.
And appreciate that, officer. It's a beautiful, like, I can't even talk about it too much because it really got me. It's a heck of a video if you get a chance to catch it, everybody. Fantastic show by you two today. Nice.
You too, man.
You too, James.
We will have more show for you tomorrow. Stick around for that and stick around for some other great programming coming up right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump's campaign says its communications have been hacked and it's pointing a finger at Iran. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Politico and the Washington Post say they received what appeared to be an internal campaign document from an anonymous source who had emailed it.